Almost 6 years ago, we did one of the most incredibly accidental episodes ever here on the channel. We did this episode that was a throwaway episode at the time. And it turned out to be so incredibly popular. The episode was roasted onions or baked onion. And really made me think about what people understand about food in the 18th century and how important it is. And it is an incredibly simple episode. And at the time, I hadn't really dug into the depths of the idea of onions in the 18th century and the concept of the baked onion in general. And that's what we're going to do today. Onions are an important part of the diet in the 18th century, especially for people that are poor, but of course they show up on everyone's table. They're an inexpensive kind of vegetable, and we usually think about things like potatoes as food for the poor. But onions have this extra flavor component to them. They're famous for being in Spanish cookery and French cookery also. And of course, we use them as a small side component in so many dishes. So we'll do a ragu from the 18th century and it'll have a onion sauce or something like that. But rarely do we think today about basically onion recipes. You're just eating onions. But they're doing that in the 18th century. And of course, we do have some recipes like onion pie and an onion ragu. And we have onion soup, of course, French onion soup, very, very famous. But what about just eating an onion, a baked onion or a roast onion? Now, in the original episode, I talked about how this was kind of maybe coming into vogue in the early 19th century. The recipe that we're gonna be looking at specifically is from 1808. And it's interesting, you don't necessarily see exactly that same recipe going back further into the older recipe books unless you look someplace special. And where do we find these roast onions? We find them in medicine books. If we go back into the 16th century and the 17th century, hundreds of years before this recipe, we find exactly the same thing being done as a medicinal recipe. Do you have a cold? Do you have congestion? Something like that? Well, you need to make these special roast onions and eat them for 3 days in a row. That's the only thing you're going to eat, and it'll cure you. That's what we find in these medicine books or herbals from this earlier time period. It seems like many, many foods are doing exactly this same thing. They start off as a medicinal component or recipe, and then they're adopted as a standard food item. So something like white sugar starts off as a medicinal component, part of other kinds of medicine. And then it's adopted as, hey, I like sweet stuff, and now we have sugar in everything. And these onions are exactly the same way. We have other examples like garlic that starts off as very medicinal and turns into a main food flavoring, or some of the hot drinks from the 18th century were definitely medicinal early on and turned into just, hey, an enjoyable drink. In fact, the term comfort food, foods that make us feel comfortable. Sometimes they make us feel comfortable because of anxiety, and other times they make us feel comfortable because maybe they're good for us. One of the great things about onions is they are fairly easy to grow and very prolific in the time period. People were able to get any kinds of onion sets so that they could grow their own onions, even in a very small plot, along with potatoes and other small vegetables. There's an interesting cookbook from the middle of the 18th century, which is called Primitive Cookery, and it's full of recipes. It's almost like vegetarian recipes, but the reason why they're vegetarian is because meat was expensive in the time period, and it's full of non-meat recipes. And there are two or three pages where he basically sets it aside for onions. And here are the classic onion recipes that he's got in here. Make a ragu of onions, make an onion soup, make an onion pie, and then there is make an onion soup in the Spanish way. So he does the same kind of thing for potatoes or whatnot. But notice how he's basically holding this whole section aside just for onions because he knows they are such a wonderful flavor component and you can basically survive on them if you want to. Here's what the English physician of 1765 says about onions. Onions are flatulent or windy, yet they do somewhat provoke appetite, increase thirst, and ease the belly and bowels. Here we go. Being roasted under the embers and eaten with honey or sugar and oil, they much conduce to help the inveterate cough and expectorate tough phlegm. Sounds good, doesn't it? Other books go on to describe the idea of eating them, basically them and them only, for 2 or 3 or 4 days to get rid of that bad cold. Now here's Rundell's recipe from the 1808, A New System of Domestic Cookery. And this is the entire recipe. She says, roasted onions should be done with all the skins on. They eat well alone, with salt only, and cold butter, or with roast potatoes or beetroots. That's it. It's basically, she doesn't even tell you how to roast them or anything. So they are very, very simple to cook. We're gonna take our large onions, and I like a large onion to start with. You could do this with smaller onions, but what's the point? We want a nice big onion. You can try yellow onions, white onions, red onions, or sweet onions. They all come in the nice large variety. And she calls them roast onions, but the recipes that we have, the medicinal recipes, talking about baking them under the embers. We're gonna bake them in an oven at the typical baking temperature of 350 degrees. Make sure to put these on a sheet that can contain their liquid that comes out of them. So usually on an onion like this, maybe, you know, a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons worth of liquid is gonna kinda ooze out of this onion as it bakes. These will bake, depending on their size, between 45 minutes for something maybe medium-sized to 1 hour and 15 if it's something really big and if you wanted to get it really soft. The different varieties tend to take a little bit more or less time, so you gotta adjust that a little bit. Part of the baking process, and any kind of baking process, you know it starts to get done when you can really smell it. That's how you know sometimes. It's like if you start smelling something, then you should go and check it. We have 3 onions to try out. I've got a yellow, I've got a red onion, and I've got one of those sweet Vidalia onions here. And just a little bit of butter. There's no reason to go crazy. The amazing thing is it smells wonderful. When you bake these, you know you're getting there because it just fills the house or the kitchen with this amazing smell. And so, I mean, you can't go wrong. You know it smells good, it's going to taste good. And I just put a little butter on here. I didn't even bother to put salt. None of this weird sugar stuff. Man, that is so good. It still has enough of the texture to it. You don't want to, I mean, bake it so far that there's no texture left, but there's just a touch of texture left. And I don't even think you need the butter on these. It's so good. Let's try out the red onion here. Because it's red, it's probably even better for you. Who knows? Definitely a little sharper taste to it. And last of all, the sweet onion here. Melt in your mouth. So good. A little bit more sweetness built into it. Not a lot. All the textures, all very, very similar. Just a little crunch to it. So, so very good.